You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's time for a trending report. Let me gather all of my fellow chocoholics together. We're going to do a little kumbaya here. Get in a circle, hold hands, and try to buck each other up a little bit because there's some tough news coming out about chocolate. They've already been struggling in a lot of places. And, you know, more than half of the chocolate in the world originates in the Ivory Coast, which is along the western side of the continent of Africa. And they've already been dealing with supply issues and stuff like that. And they say a lot of it is because of climate change, that the harvests are way down for the cacao tree, which is where we get the chocolate. Now, on top of all of that, there's a virus that is ravaging a bunch of cacao trees along the Ivory Coast. They say so far a quarter of a billion trees have been lost, and the harvest is down yet another 20% in many places. This is some weird virus. Some are describing it almost like a COVID-like virus, but for cacao trees. And they're hoping that a vaccine that they've developed will help. Is this sounding familiar? I mean, a rampaging virus, and they're quickly trying to come up with a vaccine for it. Because it's these little bugs that feed on the trees. They get this disease, and then they go from tree to tree to tree. It's the little mealy bugs that are spreading it.
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to savor my bag of peanut M&Ms I keep in the cupboard and dole them out one a day then, I guess.
Maybe you should, because, I don't know, your M&Ms and everything else could be going up in price here before too long.
Whew. Which they're already not cheap. The family size bag is $8 now.
I know. And now that you notice that all of these things like this, the supply inside the bag seems to be getting, like, the supply is dwindling inside the bag.
And I always laugh at the family size bag because I guess I'm a family of one.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because I'm like, I'll go bag my biatch.
You know, peanut butter M&Ms was always my flight thing. When I go to the airport, I will stop and get a bottled water at one of those little stores, and I'll get some peanut M&Ms.
Yeah.
Peanut butter M&Ms.
Peanut butter.
And they have a little package that's called the sharing size, and I'm just like,
ain't no,
that's
sharing
not a
going on.
Sharing size. What are you talking about?
Sharing with my left hand.
Yeah, no kidding.
Go back and forth.
Here's a little science story for you. It's about the cicadas that come up. Across the pond, they call them cicadas. But here in the United States, we call them cicadas. There's some that have a 17-year cycle and a 13. If you don't know about this, they're little, I think they call them nymphs when they're underground. And they stay underground for like 13 in some cases and another 17 years. And then they come out, come out, and they breed. And they are loud because they make a lot of noise, right? And so we are hitting one of those stages where both a 13-year cycle and 17-year cycle are happening at the same time, mostly along the East Coast, but they are around the country. And they're loud. So the funny story is that a sheriff's office and some other police agencies are now telling people, stop calling 911 because you're hearing a scary sound. It's cicadas.
Yeah, read the news.
You've been warning
people.
If we need any more evidence, Jeremy, that people don't get outside enough, it's that they hear a sound from nature and they're like, what is that? What is that?
I feel
like. That doesn't sound like my TV show.
Yeah, right. Ugh. They say there's billions, if not trillions, of these things, you know, hatching and getting out. First time this has happened since Thomas Jefferson was president, I was reading.
That the cycles overlap, you mean?
Since 1803, yeah.
That's crazy,
you remember,
man. I do. I mean, nobody called 911 then. The males are the ones who do the, quote, singing. It's this, they're vibrating some membrane on their body. That's what causes that sound. And some people say cicadas are locusts. They're not. They're different animals. Locusts will actually feed on crops. Cicadas just drink the sap out of trees, out of the roots and everything. So they're not the same. Funny story out of Scotland. There's a 19-year-old woman over there who's announcing that she's having a hell of a time trying to get a job. Nobody will take her seriously because the poor thing is named Taylor Swift. She says her life has been a living hell growing up over the last few years with the name Taylor Swift. Seems like a company would want to hire her.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Right.
You know how I am with my predictions. I think you will find within the next couple of days that the pop singer Taylor Swift will reach out and do something nice for this young lady, because pop singer Taylor Swift's PR department never misses an opportunity to swoop in and do something like that. What else is going on in this world? The Nuggets are in L.A. for Game 3 tonight against the Lakers, so we'll go basketball crazy again. Police say they're now in touch with the man who allegedly was punched by the brother of Nikola Jokic, so stay tuned. I think you'll see an announcement from an attorney soon on that, but the police have found the guy.
Yeah.
The receiver, who guy was on the receiving end of the punch.
Just look for a guy with a giant black eye, really.
Yeah, big bruise on the side of his face. The NFL draft is tonight. You going to stay up and watch that?
Absolutely not.
The Broncos will be picking 12th, and they could take a quarterback. Like, it'll make a difference.
Yeah.
The Rockies lost again. Ho-hum. Sorry, but I do have to share this one stat about baseball. This is pretty remarkable. I was laughing with this about Josh last night, or yesterday during the show. And then again last night, the Rockies kept it going. The Rockies are very close to breaking a record that's well over a century old. They have trailed in every single game they've played to start the season. So far, 25 games and counting. Even in the few games they've won, and it's just a handful, there has yet to be a game where they haven't been behind at some point.
Oh, geez.
That's mind-boggling that in 25 games, they have yet to have one game where they took a lead and just held it through the whole game.
God.
That's how bad they are.
How do you keep playing, man?
Dude, that's a good question. How do you keep putting on your uniform and running out there?
I don't know.
I was laughing about this. This is just funny. This is not listen before you send in hate text messages. We would do this regardless of the party of the president, whatever. But this is just funny. Joe Biden had a funny teleprompter goof again. This is not his first. At a conference yesterday, apparently on the teleprompter, it was saying he needed to say 4 more years, and then he was supposed to pause so the crowd could start chanting, 4 more years, 4 more years. But he read that on the teleprompter, so he read 4 more years, pause.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor guy.
These presidential moments, like all presidents have goofs like this, and they're always hilarious.
You know, the other side just grabs it and runs with it, too.
Yes, that's exactly right. As if their side never has any.
Right.
You know,
no flubs here.
They never fumble anything.
God.
4 more years, pause.
Pause.
God, that's funny to me. What else is trending?
Well, here's your crap on celebrities. More Tay-Tay news. Taylor Swift's tortured poets department just dropped on Friday. Already hit another Spotify record. The first album to ever surpass 1 billion streams within 1 week. That was after the album did 300 million streams on a single day. And the old song Fortnite with Post Malone became the most streamed song in a single day ever. Spotify didn't release the numbers on that. But you know what? She's hit 1 billion streams now within a week. So she is still going so strong, so, so strong. So kudos to Tay-Tay. Another female celebrity in the news, Paris Hilton. She's got a little production company. And I guess they've acquired the rights to a book called Toxic Women, Fame and the Tabloids 2000. And what they're going to do is they're going to look at the early 2000s through the lens of 9 female celebrities that were huge back then. It's kind of like a docuseries. They're going to do Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, probably Christina Aguilera, Jessica Simpson, all the biggies. And they're just going to talk about all the crap they all went through in the early 2000s and the impact that they had on society. And I kind of want to watch this.
That's an interesting
documentary. Even though Paris Hilton's behind it, I still want to watch this.
Did you see that thing where did we talk about it on the show where Paris Hilton came out and said that her whole ditzy act was just an act?
Was just an act, and you're like, nah, I don't know. I got to tell you this. I'm not a fan of Jimmy Kimmel, but I do love me some Chris Stapleton. And last night on Jimmy Kimmel's show, they do this thing called Wing It and Sing It, where they bring an artist on, and they have cue cards that are blocked. And they stand the artist up there, in this case, Chris Stapleton, with his guitar and a mic, and he's got to sing the words that are on the cue cards. And I posted the video of it on our Facebook page because he started, you know, twanging on his guitar, and the lyrics were all about John Stamos. And he was singing about Full House and how much he loves John Stamos. He's the feta cheese in my Greek salad. I wish I had been born the third Olsen twin. And what caught me was the absolute true talent that Chris Stapleton has, that he can just write a song on the fly with these lyrics and make it work. It was so well done to finally see an artist up there with a guitar and a voice, like, showcasing their talents. And then, of course, John Stamos came out at the end of the song, and everyone flipped their you-know-what. So the video's on our Facebook if you want to watch that. It was really well done. Pauly Shore might have to give up on that Richard Simmons biopic. I guess Richard actually tweeted out that he does not want Pauly Shore to play him. And he is in talks with major studios to create his own biopic with some help, or biopic, whatever the hell you want to call it. But he doesn't want Pauly Shore to play him, which I get.
I don't think that'll stop that production from going through, though, will it? If anything, it'll just promote it more.
Probably. Something else that's totally stupid that I do want to watch if it ever comes out.
I agree.
I want to watch it. We were just talking about my friend and how she broke up with her boyfriend of 12 years and, you know, getting back out there dating, and where are you going to meet somebody? Well, listen to this. A Minnesota couple, Hannah and Alec, started dating after Hannah ordered food and Alec was her Grubhub driver. Now they're getting married next year. They were on the Drew Barrymore show a few weeks ago, I guess. And what a way to find somebody and hit it off. Your Grubhub driver. Why not?
That's cute.
Why not? All right, here's what the world will need, half the world will need, by the year 2050. They say due to an increase in nearsightedness, half of the world is going to need glasses by the year 2050. That's when everything is clear up close, but you look out in the distance and you can't see anything because we're on our phones all freaking day. Wow. Phones and computers. So they're saying, yeah, it's a good time to become an optometrist. If you're thinking about a career, I guess.
I've always had pretty decent eyes. I mean, I do use some glasses now to drive just for distance, but it's not bad. It's not a heavy prescription. But what I've really noticed in the last 6-7 years is the reading glasses thing.
Oh, really?
And that is hilarious.
You need those
because
now?
Because you always, your whole life, make fun of people who take something and then pull it away from them. Yeah. You should see me reading books with small print.
Like way back.
I almost have Gretchen hold it on the other side of the room. I'll be over here. You hold it and turn the page for me.
Yeah, see, I'm the nearsighted issue. Like, I need glasses now to drive at night. I got to throw them on because I'm all squinty. Like, I can't see distance. It's gotten really bad, but I got some really cool Oakley glasses, so I look cool at least. Let me give you one more thing about this hacker story. There's this hacker out talking about how quickly they can get into your passwords. A password with six characters that consists of only numbers can be solved almost instantly now by a hacker. They say definitely make them more longer and more complex. A password made up of 13 numbers would take about a month to solve. However, an optimal password with 13 characters consisting of numbers, uppercase and lowercase letters, about 2 billion years to decipher. So the bottom line is, mix up your stuff when you're doing your passwords, because
although
instant now on some of these.
I believe that, but if you read about the potentials of quantum computing,
right, that could cut that time in half.
Quantum computing is wild. Some really get that done.
Some AI program I was reading about yesterday has like altered human DNA now or something. It was pretty trippy. I don't remember the details about it, but they're altering our DNA now. Awesome.
Clickbait.
Good for diseases and stuff, I guess, though, because they can can manipulate your DNA so you don't get cancer and things like that.
AI in the healthcare industry is a game changer. It's like we were talking about how they're going to build like copies of your body.
Yep.
Not physically, but in the computer it'll have a copy, so it'll be able to test out vaccines instantly.
Yeah.
You don't have to go through these human trials. They'll know for your particular body, they'll know instantly if it works or not.
And like truly, we're going to be able to customize babies, like true customization at some point, you know? You're going to tell how tall they are, eye color, everything.
Yeah, and then you get into the whole ethical, moral thing, and people fight over that, and whatever.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This is not AI. This is something that occurs naturally. And this little golden retriever puppy has gone viral because this little guy was born with lime green fur. Bright lime green fur. I saw it all over social yesterday. They named the dog Shamrock. They say the wombs of mother dogs sometimes contain green bile. Morning, everybody. Which can cause some of the pups to be born with that unique color. And it looks like somebody took a highlighter and drew all over this puppy. So see the pictures on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
He's cute.